Choosing an official national language can be difficult for a country, at times even dangerous. This is especially true for countries that have many languages and a colonial past, like India, for example. In India, deciding whether to use English or Hindi includes issues of social standing, history, nationalism, and even geography. It is a socio-political geolingua debate. It is the politics of language. The question of whether to use English or Hindi is filled with India's colonial history and class struggle. And India is again debating the issue. New government leadership is moving toward making Hindi the official language of government communications. Prime Minister Narendra Modi prefers to use Hindi. Since taking office, Mr. Modi uses mostly Hindi when speaking in Parliament and with Indian officials or foreign leaders. Neerja Chaudhary is an independent political analyst. She says Mr. Modi is the son of a poor tea seller. He has come through the ranks or worked his way up in life.
But Mr. Modi, he is representing a different India. But he's also come through the ranks, you know, his humble beginnings, then he's made his way up. So this is a language of comfort for him in so far as expression goes.
No one questions the Prime Minister's personal language choice. However, many criticize his plan to make English second to Hindi when it comes to the working language of government. Hindi is widely spoken in the North. The North is also the power center of the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party. The southern and eastern states in India have always chosen among local languages, or English. About 50 years ago, efforts to make Hindi the country's only official language caused violent riots in the South. Perhaps wanting to avoid repeating that mistake, Prime Minister Modi showed that he has no problem with the English language. After watching the launch of a satellite in the southern Andhra Pradesh state, Mr. Modi surprised many by making his first speech in English since becoming Prime Minister.
My congratulations to our brilliant space scientists and the Department of Space for yet another successful launch of the Polar Satellite.
Some political observers say that was an intelligent move to calm the South, where many of the scientists call home. But officials in New Delhi continue to be under pressure to use Hindi, and many are clearly unhappy about that. India's upper middle class includes many senior, or top, government officials. They grew up mostly speaking English in their homes and in school. They can speak Hindi, but their written communication skills are often poor. So to keep in step with the Prime Minister, many are trying to quickly improve their Hindi. But critics say it is English that connects this diverse country. Neerja Chaudhary says it is a question of progress in today's widening world.
The world is moving on. Look at the way the Chinese are learning English. And why should we give up a natural advantage that we've had all these years?
The debate will most likely continue as Prime Minister Modi and the BJP try to establish a Hindu nationalist party with a growing middle class. And these people may not know English as well as they know Hindi. Do you have any stories of language politics where you live? Do accents or dialects play a part in social status? Let us know in our comment section, where you can practice your written English. I'm Anna Mateo.